morning and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and we have a great show for you today. I have a very special guest, Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club. Just want to give you a little insight into what that is. They provide information, insight, and products with a prophetic warning message. In June 1993, a local Christian radio station in Topeka, Kansas, suggested to Stan that he present a 15-minute daily broadcast on Bible prophecy, and he began by playing excerpts from nationally recognized Bible prophecy experts. The Prophecy Club program quickly gained popularity and soon expanded to a 30-minute broadcast. In September of that year, Stan devoted himself full-time to developing the Prophecy Club. And today we're going to be talking about what he sees is the next 9/11 type event, another false flag operation. Stan, are you with us? No, we're still getting Stan on the phone. I just want to read a little description of the new DVD that he has put out with the presentation of some of the reasons why he believes that this is imminent. He asks the question, is America about to be hit by a series of explosions and the largest earthquake of this generation? Will this provide the excuse to declare a presidential emergency, suspending the Constitution, and excuse to attack Iran? Stan gives five credible reasons a series of nuclear explosions may be the next 9/11 soon to hit from 10 to 24 cities. Stan will also give us five credible reasons why an earthquake may be about to hit California. And I'll tell you one of the other factors involved in a major earthquake hitting California is a rather extensive computer model that scientists have developed that indicate that there would be a severe tsunami that would ensue in the next earthquake. Good morning, Stan. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
How are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a blessing to be here.
Thank you. I was just explaining to our audience a little bit about the DVD that you have out called The Next 9/11, and I'd love to talk with you about that this morning. You've got quite a bit of information in there to share with us. So you indicate you have five credible reasons a series of nuclear explosions may be the next false flag operation. Tell us about that.
Well, it all began on January 9th, 2005. In my prayer closet, I asked God to show me about the next 9/11 attacks. In other words, I didn't like the fact that I was surprised with the first 9/11 because Amos 3:5 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveal it to his secret to his servants, the prophets. I'm not a prophet, but he does speak to me from time to time. So anyway, I said, what is the next 9/11? That night, he gave me a dream that there's going to be a series of explosions all across America. I was shown that the bomb and the installation would be very sophisticated and powerful, and that they would be placed by a sophisticated network of experts setting off bombs in several cities, and that one will hit a regional bank and knock out all of their records and their backups, and that irregardless of who plants the bomb or who they blame it on, the people behind it will really be international bankers. And
wow, this is exciting. I hate to go to our first break so quickly, but we have to take one short break, and we'll be right back, Stan.
Okay.
Listeners, stay
okay
with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I have had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Welcome back to the program. And just before our break, Stan, I apologize for cutting you off there for the break. You were getting into some very interesting information.
Okay, well, I will continue. Anyway, I was shown that this series of explosions will hit, at least one of them will hit a regional bank. It'll knock out all of the records and their backups, and irregardless of who actually plants the bomb or who they blame it on, the people behind it will be international bankers. And the destruction of the bank records would do two things. Put billions of dollars into the hands of the international bankers while throwing the U.S. economy into a fall. And I was impressed to tell those people that support our ministry that will listen, at least to what I'm saying, that they need to get their excess money out of the bank. Well, we didn't understand how blowing up a bank could put billions of dollars into the hands of the bankers until Katrina. When the water receded, people went to the bank to get their money. And, of course, the bank said, well, we lost all of our records in the flood. Now, if you can prove you had the money in here, we'd be happy to give it to you. And, of course, the people said, well, no, we lost our records in the flood, too. Well, if you can't prove you have the money here, then we can't give it to you. And just like that, they stole the money of not just a city but an entire region. So try to imagine if they knock out all of these records. Now, some people will have the records and can prove they have the money in there, but a lot of people will not be able to. Well, two things I want to say about that, and then I'll go on to the next piece of evidence I have. One is I was impressed to tell people that you need to have a year's supply of food and clean water. And here's the definition. If all of your utilities were cut off, your water, your electricity, natural gas, everything coming into your house was cut off. Could you stay inside of your house without going outside of your house for at least 1 year? And if you can't say yes to that, then you're not ready to what for what is coming. And by the way, that's not enough, but that's a start. So you do need to make physical preparations, and that's what the Lord told also my prophet wife. Well, now, I'm not a prophet. I don't have a long list of dreams that have always come to pass, has never missed. So I put this on our radio program, I put it in our magazine, and then I put it on the shelf. Well, then in June of 2007, we had Ted Gunderson come in as a guest speaker. And, matter of fact, we're working on Ted Gunderson's PowerPoint, and all of a sudden he turns to me and says, by the way, have you heard of Kurt Weldon? And I said, well, what? He said, well, he's Congressman Kurt Weldon. He's the vice chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and he uncovered a plot to set explosions in 10 cities. I said, really? I mean, my ears perked up. I thought, well, maybe somebody else has some reason to think this other than me. Well, the story was, he discovered this, he turned it into the authorities, he couldn't get the authorities to act, so the only thing he could do was publish it in a book called Countdown to Terror, and I think it's interesting, in the next election, he lost his seat. But the 10 cities he discovered were, and I have a copy of his book right here in my bookshelf, and it's very well documented about these 10 cities. This is not just some crazy out here, this is a former congressman, not only that, but vice chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. So this is someone of great credibility. And he says the 10 cities are Valdez, Alaska. And by the way, try to remember these cities because this ties into some other information here in a minute.
Okay.
Valdez, Alaska, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, New York City, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Miami, and Houston. Well, I thought, well, you know, this is giving this some credibility. So then I thought, well, who else do I know that I really believe that they really hear from God? I wanted to see if anybody else had picked up on this. So I called my good friend, Prophet Tom Deckard. He's a Messianic Jewish prophet. He has been 100% accurate with every prophetic word and vision. He does not prophesy from the still, small voice. He only prophesies when the angel shows up and tells him face-to-face, tell the people this, or the entire room lights up in white light, and the angel shows him a vision of something. And that's the reason he hasn't ever missed. In other words, he's really hearing from God. So I called him, and I said, Prophet Deckard, I said, look, I've got this thing. You know, this series of explosions I've seen, and now this other guy is saying that he has intelligence information that this is coming. Do you have anything on it? Now, let me back up and tell you a little bit more about him. This guy prophesied the events of 9/11 2 years before it happened, prophesied the AIDS epidemic 2 years prior, the end of the Cold War a year before, the fall of the Berlin Wall a year before, the Mississippi River flood 6 months before, and both Iraq wars. So I listen to what Prophet Deckard says. And by the way, in our program's been going now almost 15 years, we've had 130 guest speakers. And I can count on one hand how many of those I really listen to that really you can count on that's really hearing from God. And Prophet Deckard is one of them. So I think that gives him a lot of credibility. So I said to you, have you seen anything about explosions in cities? He says, matter of fact, I have. He said, I saw an explosion happen in these cities. And I think it's interesting because many of the cities are the same cities that was told to Congressman Weldon. And they are New York, Washington, D.C., Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Phoenix. And I said, all right.
Oh, wow, Phoenix. Okay. You didn't list that in the first.
Correct. That's correct. That's correct, but that'll be confirmed here in just a minute. So I said, all right, now tell me specifically about the bomb you saw, the explosion. I said, because just a regular TNT-type C4 explosion is just a big round, like sunset-looking affair. Okay, it's just a big explosion. Whereas if it's nuclear, because nuclear hits 10,000 degrees and above, it makes a telephone pole. Okay, it's got the pole with the mushroom on top. I said, now, what did you see? Did you see just an explosion? Did you see the telephone pole with the mushroom on top? He said, I saw the telephone pole with the mushroom on top. I said, well, then that's nuclear. I said, now, next question. Was it great big, like taking out the entire city, like a Hiroshima-Nagasaki-sized bomb? Or was it smaller, like it was only taking out the center of the city? He said, it was smaller, like it was just taking out the center of the city. You see, a suitcase nuclear bomb turns about a 10-city square block area to about 10,000 degrees in a millisecond. Then, of course, there's your shock wave. But for the center of a city, the biggest damage is going to be the nuclear fallout. And in most of those cities that I just named, matter of fact, most of the larger cities across America, they have traffic jams. Mm-hmm. And brothers and sisters, if your city has a traffic jam, then that is telling you that your city is not capable of emptying itself or evacuating in an emergency. And I asked many people when I was just on tour speaking on this, I said, in your city, how long would it take to evacuate the city? And they say, oh, several days. I said, well, how long do you think it would take for the fallout from a suitcase nuclear bomb to spread across your city? Most of them say 30 minutes to an hour. I said, exactly. I said, so what you're talking about is a large populace that has been radiated and is going to be suffering all kinds of effects and death from that. So it's not just the explosion, but it's also the fallout. So anyway, I run across this. So I thought, well, maybe I need to do some more investigation. Also to tell you, he said a couple of other things too when I was talking to him. He said, in another one of the visions, when the room lit up, the angel said, son, look. And he said he was shown 400,000 Chinese troops in Central America that are now ready to attack. And the angel said, America is now surrounded by her enemies. In another vision, he was shown 24 suitcase nuclear bombs being smuggled across the Mexican border into America. And the angel said, there are also over 250,000 Russian troops in Canada armed and ready to attack America. And the angel said, the best of the KGB are embedded into America. So anyway, I hear this. I decide, well, I got to do some more investigation into this. And one of the other people on one hand that I will listen to is the grandson of Michael, I can't even talk this morning, the grandson of Dmitry Dudeman, and his name is Michael Boldea. The same angel that was coming to Dmitry Dudeman has also been coming to Michael Boldea and gave him this dream. And in this dream, I don't know if your listeners know the name Dmitry Dudeman, so maybe I should stop just a minute and explain that.
Because I know who he is, but explain to our listeners.
All right, Dmitry Dudeman was a Romanian pastor. He smuggled Bibles into Romania and Russia for over 30 years. One day he was caught. They put him through 5 months of torture, culminating in them putting him on the electric chair. As he's on the electric chair, the electricity is going through him. The whole room lights up, and the angel Gabriel appears in the room. And he said, Dmitry, don't worry. He said, you're not going to die. He said, you're going to America to give them a warning from God. Plead the blood of Jesus. So he said, I started saying, Singilulu Isus, Singilulu Isus, Singilulu Isus, which is Romanian for the blood of Jesus. He said, I woke up on the floor. They were pouring water on me, and I'll skip a lot of the story, get right to it here. Anyway, they put him back on the electric chair the next day. Could not kill him. Finally, the angel came to him, got him out of that situation, and said, you have 4 more years to carry Bibles. He said, I will be ahead of you. And when I'm going to blind their eyes, when they see they can't catch you, they're going to get angry and they'll kick you out of your country. He said, you're going to America to give them a warning from God, so that you know that I'm truly the angel of God. I'm going to tell you the year, the month, day, and hour that you're going to be exiled.
Wow, that's a remarkable story. We're going to take one quick break, Stan. I hate to interrupt you.
Okay, go
ahead.
We'll
be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. And Stan, you were telling us the extraordinary story of Dimitri Dudeman.
Okay, well, going back to that, the angel said, so that you know that I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you the year, month, day, and hour, you're going to be exiled to America. All this is important, ties in here in just a moment. And he said that it's going to be July 22nd, 1984, 10 o'clock in the morning. So for 4 years he carried Bibles. They couldn't catch him exactly on that date. Sure enough, he was on the plane. Just as the plane was backing out, he had been exiled to America. Came to America, the angel came to him again. And he said essentially that America is going to be bombed. He said the fall of America would start with an internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people would start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries would attack and defeat America. And there's more to the prophecy, and I think, matter of fact, I think you can get all of that at their website, which is handofhelp.com. Of course, you can also get it from us. But anyway, now, back to our series of explosions. Dimitri came to Michael in a dream, and this is what he said. Now for the reason I'm here. I was sent to show you something. Look and see. He said, pointing down to the valley below. As I looked, I saw the outline of a map of America. Then the outlines of states began to take shape. As I continued to watch this map solidify, small lights, here it is, small lights begin to flicker on and off in some of the states. I recognize California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida, and New York among the states that lit up. Now, I just spoke on this in a 10-city speaking tour for us, and I asked the group of people, I said, do you suppose that what Michael was doing was, because see all of these explosions, they planned to set them off the same day, maybe even the same hour. I said, do you suppose that what he was doing is actually looking down upon the United States as suitcase nuclear bombs are going off all across the nation? You suppose that the little small lights he's seeing from a high vantage point are actually the explosions? And almost everybody agreed that's what it is. And also I would say that everybody in the meetings that I was just speaking at all is familiar with Dimitri Dudeman, and if there's anybody they believe outside the Bible, it is the story of Dimitri Dudeman. He has high, high credibility. This is his Dimitri coming to Michael in this dream, and I really believe that he was really speaking to him. But my point is, you see the same areas that the other two people begin to see. Well, I'm seeing this, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute, this is four reasons why there's a series of explosions coming to America. This is pretty credible. So, there's a little bit more to this. Let me continue there. He says, these are the places where those who were sent here long ago to cause fear and cause chaos have situated themselves. They lie in waiting, planning and plotting destruction. They are as coiled serpents looking forward to the hour when they will be loosed upon this nation. If God's children will pray, once more, he will delay the season of sorrow that is yet to come. Suddenly, my grandfather turned his head toward the east and began to sniff the air as he used to and said, storm's coming, my boy. It is going to be a bad one. Now, let me back up to something he said. He said, if God's children will pray once more, he will delay the season of sorrow that is yet to come. Well, what in the world does that mean? If God's children pray once more. Well, obviously, there was some catastrophe that was heading our way that got enough attention of God's children to get them praying so that God would delay the season of sorrow that is coming. And at the groups where I was just speaking, I said, and what do you suppose that's all talking about? And they all agreed it's talking about Y2K. You see, they had rolled the computers forward. They knew that these computers were going to lock down. Yet, all around the globe, the same instant, the computers didn't lock down. And of course, the watchman had been trying to warn people that this was a danger, and when it didn't happen, people called them false prophets, threw eggs at them, you know, and it shut down most of the ministries that were trying to warn people. Well, maybe, just maybe, God gave us a great deliverance, and that's what I believe happened.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to mention about the Chinese soldiers in South America and the Russian soldiers in Canada, one of the guest speakers that you had many years ago was Al Cuppet.
Yes.
And he spoke about Chinese and Russians already inside the United States wearing obscure uniforms and conducting road checks. Is that part of what that you saw? Does that dovetail into this whole plan?
Well, of course, I haven't seen this. And I might add, I don't have anyone else that has seen that. I think that's coming, but I think that is probably down the road a ways. What I see next is coming, and I'm going to talk about that more here in a minute, but I see that we're going to be heading into World War III. At the end of World War III is probably going to be when they sign the Confirmation of Covenant that begins the seven-year tribulation, and then from there it slides on into Armageddon. And I see that we're probably talking, I'm not a date setter, but we're probably talking about this whole thing not being over until probably somewhere in the 2025, 2030, maybe even 2035 area. In other words, we've still got a lot of things to go through before we get to the end of this mess.
Well, you're right, and things are ramping up, and God's people everywhere are getting a sense of something imminent. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back for our long segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Welcome back to the program. We're having a very stimulating conversation with Stan Johnson and the visions of the next 9/11 type event. But first, I want to bring you a word from our sponsor. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of $9.99. Money-back guarantee, even on shipping. Call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. What are you waiting for? All right, Stan. We're back, and this is a long segment, so I promise not to interrupt you too soon again.
That's fine. All right, so then I began to do more research into this, and so I think this came in via an email. I put this on our radio program. Some people responded. And on Wednesday, July 13th of 2005, counterterrorism Yuval Aviv met with reporters at Fox News, and he revealed that Al-Qaeda plans to attack 5 to 7 American cities simultaneously. He went on to say, what they're going to do is to hit six, seven, or eight cities simultaneously to show sophistication. I thought that was interesting because that was the same word that I was given in my dream, to show sophistication and really hit the public this time. It's not going to be just the big cities. They're going to hit rural America. They want to send a message to rural America that you're not protected just because you get out of the big cities. Then, August the 17th of 2007, this threat was picked up by Debka Files monitors from a rush of electronic chatter on Al-Qaeda sites Thursday, August the 8th. It goes on to say that Al-Qaeda plans to attack New York, Los Angeles, Miami as targets with some kind of a nuclear attack or something. What brought my attention to it is that's, again, some of the same cities that you're hearing. In other words, the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established.
Yes.
And even if it sounds crazy and way out of line, when you start getting the same information on the same cities from different sources, you have to start saying, you know, there's some credibility to this. As a matter of fact, I put all of this together, and these are the cities that these different people. I also did some research from Paul Williams. Maybe I should take just a minute and talk to you about Paul Williams. Paul Williams has written a book called The Day of Islam, and I call this Reason Number 8. And he says that not only are they going to, he says they're not content with blowing up just one nuclear device or a dirty nuclear bomb. He says they want to explode real nuclear devices in seven U.S. cities simultaneously. Again, he doesn't have anything to do with these other people, but they're all saying the same thing. Williams says that these cities are New York, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Miami, Boston, Houston, and Los Angeles. The CIA found that bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were involved in an extraordinarily sophisticated, there's that word again, sophisticated and professional effort to acquire weapons of mass destruction. Well, again, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So Paul Williams sees some of the same cities that Kurt Weldon was told of, and Michael Boldea was told of, and Prophet Deckard was told of. For example, let's look at New York City. Well, that was also mentioned by Michael Boldea and Prophet Deckard. Washington, D.C. was also mentioned by Prophet Deckard and also Paul Williams. So I put all of this together in a chart. This is on the DVD so you can see it. And the only four cities or states that were not confirmed by someone else were Valdez, Alaska, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Washington State. All of the other ones, someone else had confirmed. Now, I think that's credibility. And then,
well, absolutely, and God does validate his people. And he wants to communicate with us. He wants to tell us what's going on. He wants us to be prepared. Paul says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, and that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And we do need to know what's going on.
Let me tell you something else God told me also. He showed me a vision, and I wasn't planning on talking about this, but it's come to me, so maybe I'm supposed to tell you. He showed me, actually it's a dream, excuse me. And I was looking down on this airplane, this jet airplane, and I saw people in line getting, you know, in line to get on the plane. And I heard the voice in the night that I've only heard on three occasions. This was more than just a dream, but I actually heard a voice, and it said, two men will get on a plane with a virus, and before the plane can land, everyone on board will be dead. And this will be the beginning of the end of public air transportation. Now, I have to ask myself, well, why did he tell me that? I believe he told me that because there's going to come a time when things get so tough here in America that people are going to have to leave. And I believe he gave me a heads up on when is a good time to leave if I want to get out of Dodge on an airplane rather than a boat. Now, next thing I'd like to talk about, if it's okay with you, is the series of earthquakes that ties in to 9/11.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that.
Okay, all right. Another dream given to Michael Boldea on October the 15th of 2004. It's called The Eagle and the Serpent. And I'm going to skip through part of it, but he says, I dreamt that the eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around, not seeming to notice me. The eagle here represents America. Suddenly, it seemed out of nowhere, a brown snake lunged at the eagle and bit down on its left wing. The snake strike was very quick and precise. The eagle reacted without delay, clawing and pecking at the snake, cutting deep wounds in its underbelly, trying to defend itself and ward off the serpent. Now, we know now, later in the dream, it tells us that this was the attack of 9/11. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle, which we believe is about right now, and the serpent was retreating, another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering its body, and without hesitation struck out at the eagle's right wing, biting down and refusing to release. Now, if the 9/11 took place in New York City, and that's the left wing, then what is going to happen on the right side of America, which would be the West Coast? In other words, the left wing, East Coast, the right wing, West Coast, okay?
Yeah.
So the other attack came on the right wing, biting down, refusing to release. After a momentary tug of war, the serpent tore off flesh and feathers, leaving a large wound on the eagle's right wing. The second bite was much worse than the first, and for an instant, the eagle was stunned. Again, I only listen to people that don't miss. It goes on and says, then a serpent, much larger than the previous two, made up of many colors or many nations. And I can tell you right now, this is the prophecy of Dmitry Dudeman. This is the Russian attack that's going to destroy our nation. Made of many colors, slithered toward the eagle, opened its jaws, lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. This has been revealed to you that you may know that the first bite has been, again, that's 9/11. The second is yet to come. I believe that that's the series of explosions and an earthquake that we're about to talk about. And the third will be its destruction. One thing I feel I need to share with you is that the second bite seemed to come from an unexpected place. Now, again, on this tour, I asked the people, I said, what do you think the unexpected place is? In other words, what do you think people are expecting more of, a series of explosions or an earthquake? And most people agreed the unexpected one would be the earthquake. In other words, we wouldn't be surprised if we were hit with an Al-Qaeda attack of suitcase nuclear bombs all across America. However, most Americans are not thinking that there's an earthquake going to hit. And they certainly don't think that an earthquake is going to hurt, even if it did. Well, there are such things as nation-crippling or nation-killing earthquakes, and that's what's coming. You remember the tsunami of December the 26th, 2004?
Absolutely, yeah.
Remember, it killed 160,000 people. And I asked people, how tall or how big was that tsunami? And most of them couldn't remember. It was only 4 foot high. A tsunami, 4 foot high, killed 160,000 people. Well, my prophet wife was shown in a vision that there's going to be a tsunami hit one of the coasts. She didn't know whether it was the East Coast or West Coast, and it's going to be 20 stories tall. Well, a story is about 10 foot, so that's about a 200-foot wave of heavy seawater hitting one of our coasts.
Well, and, you know, I agree with that because I've seen the sophisticated models, the computer models that have been developed by scientists that have been studying the imminent earthquake on the West Coast, and it is exactly what you are describing.
Well, I have been to Israel. I'm also a tour host for Israel, and I can tell you that one of God's favorite ways to destroy evil is with an earthquake. He has killed many cities. I mean, for example, Decapolis. He destroyed the city. They decided they were going to start rebuilding the city. 2 weeks later, he hit it with another earthquake. And finally, everybody just left the city. It was so destroyed. Well, anyway, back to our earthquake situation. Then, on February the 3rd of 2006, Michael Boldea, his younger brother Serge, and another proven prophet in Romania were all given the same dream the same night. I don't think the devil can do that. Anyway, the earthquake where they were all shown in this earthquake that this earthquake will be the largest earthquake of this generation. It'll cause the Golden Gate Bridge to fall. Large chunks of California will fall into the ocean. It'll affect 10 states, and they'll have to redraw the lines on the maps after it's done. Now, that is a nation-crippling earthquake. Something like that happened, and that also could be the second attack. See, because if the East Coast or 9/11 or New York is the left wing, then it could be that this earthquake is the right wing. Now, there's more.
Well, I want to add one thing to what you're talking about, and that is a fact that's been made known by the Urban Land Institute, that more and more people are settling along the east and the west coast.
Yes.
And it seems as though populations are just increasing in those areas that you're talking about are going to be eventually highly susceptible to these things.
Well, it is true that we tend to locate along the coastline. I mean, people like to live next to the water, and that's okay when they're a nation that is a righteous nation. But when they're a nation that is allowing homosexuality into the pulpit, that angers God very much.
Yeah. Okay?
Anyway, on January 22nd of 2006, my prophet wife, again, she has not missed. She has prophesied many things to the nations. Anyway, she was given a dream. There's several headlines, The Fall of America, if you want to, we can come back and talk about them if we have time. But one of them was that a catastrophe will hit America. Now, earthquakes, again, kill a lot of people. Then on June 22nd of 2006, I had a dream in which I was looking at a china cabinet filled with memorabilia of Dmitry Dudeman's life. And I heard that same voice speak to me and say, you only have XX, I'm not releasing how many months, you only have so many months until great distress hits this nation. Well, I prayed for several nights saying, Lord, you know, what is the great distress? What does that mean? The same voice came in the night and said, it's an earthquake. Now, that was June 22nd of 2006, and I do have a way of proving exactly how many months that was. And I can tell the listeners this, it's a whole lot closer than what you think. In other words, I'm telling you, you're running out of time, you better have some preparations, and you better stop sinning, and you better build a prayer closet. Now, to confirm that, so I get up, I tell my wife this, and then I go into the prayer closet. I get up, I come in, I do a couple of radio programs on it. That afternoon, my wife comes in. She says, by the way, I had a dream last night, too. I said, oh, yeah, what was your dream? She says, well, I dreamed that you and I walked into a restaurant and asked for something to eat and drink. The lady said, well, it's a good thing you're here today, because if you'd been here yesterday, I'd have had nothing to give you. She looked over on the calendar, and she saw a date circled. And I asked the people on tour, I said, now, what is the date that is most closely associated with our independence and freedom in this nation? Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody said July the 4th. And I said, and that's the date that was circled. I said, now, let me just tell you, I don't think that that is the Lord trying to say that it happens on July the 4th. She thinks that what that's saying is that this earthquake is, you might say, that the door that opens that allows the devil to come in to take the last little bit of freedom that we have. In other words, 9/11 took a lot of our freedoms, and this is going to take even more. I also will say that I was told so many months later the Great Distress. Well, the date that she was given, and I'm not releasing the year, but it was almost exactly the same as mine. So we have a husband and wife that have the same dream, the same night, in terms of what is coming. Because it's
Wow, that's remarkable.
I'm sorry?
That's remarkable. That's powerful.
I'm saying that we were both told that there's going to be some people in this nation that are under great distress to the point to where they will have difficulty finding something to eat and something to drink. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, if you think it's several years off, you're wrong. It's really, really, really close. us. In other words, just like these ads you're hearing on the radio here, and you probably learned to tune them out, well, the ones about getting ready with something to eat and drink, you better listen to them. I mean, you better start picking up the phone and making some phone calls, because, again, I want to tell you, but I'm not a prophet, and I haven't earned the right to tell you when it's coming. But I can tell you, I believe with all my heart, this is coming, and it's accurate.
And I wanted to just mention one thing, because there was a lot of discussion ramping up to Y2K, and that parishioners were being encouraged to get enough food not only for their own family, but for their neighbors, in case their neighbors did not prepare. But I'll tell you, that's not scriptural, because if you look at the parable of the maidens and the oil and the lamp, when people didn't have oil in their lamps, they went asking, and they said, no, you should have been prepared when we were. So that's a word to the wise. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the final segment. We're talking with Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club. And Stan, we do have some listeners that want to get some contact information from you.
Okay.
They can visit theprophecyclub.com.
Correct.
What is your 800 number?
888-799-6111. 888-799-6111. 11.
Okay.
888-799-6111.
Great.
Would you like to talk about the headlines to the fall of America next?
I would. And just to tell you, we're in our last segment in just a few minutes, but if you want to wrap things up with that, that would be great.
Okay. Got about 3 minutes?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. All right. April 15th, 2005, again, my prophet wife was given a dream called Arafat in the Hospital. It gave the events leading to the next war in the Middle East, and that Arafat would go into the hospital. Of course, that was big news then, because at the time they wouldn't even let him out of his compound. So to prophesy that he's going to go to the hospital and die there, as he did, was a very big prophecy. It also said that Israel will give the Palestinians a state. The Palestinian state will be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen their military. And then oil would be discovered in Israel. Hayseed and Mary Jean Stevens were in the dream, which leads us to believe that that vision is going to be what is going to bring that oil in. And, of course, now God has directed me to start an oil company to go and drill that well at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. Perhaps that's a subject we can talk about for some time, maybe another day. But anyway, oil will be discovered in Israel. The oil will make the Jews willing to fight for their land, and then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. In other words, that's World War III, I believe. Then, January 22nd of 2006, in the night, she heard the audible voice of God speak these words to her. Israel refuses help to America. She said, then I heard the following headlines in my heart. This was the order in which I heard them, not necessarily the order in which they will come. Israel refuses to help America. Omer ushers in Palestinian state, and she did not hear an L or a T, and she had not ever heard of Ehud Olmert at the time. So we don't know if that's talking about Ehud Olmert or Omer, as in the waving of the Omer, as in the time of the year. But Omer ushers in Palestinian state will be a future headline. Then, one of America's greatest times of need or catastrophe hits America. And then Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. Now, you remember the angel that spoke to Dmitry said that the fall of America would start with an internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people would start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries would attack and defeat America. Well, we now know what will start that internal revolution. There will be a catastrophe, and it may be an earthquake or a series of explosions across America. There will be a catastrophe hit America. Then Israel is attacked. America sends troops. When we send troops, then people begin to protest all across America. In other words, when we turn our back on Israel, we're done for.
Well, Stan, I appreciate your coming on the show today. You offer a very sobering message, and I hope all those who have an ear to hear will hear. I want to remind everyone to visit the website at theprophecyclub.com, and that number again is 888-799-6111.
Actually,
Stan, I hope you'll come back.
It doesn't have a D in front of it. It's prophecyclub.com.
Just Prophecy Club. All right. Thanks for the correction. I hope you'll come back on the show another time.
Love to be on again.
God bless you.
God bless you.
To everything.
With recent international flight